Welcome, everybody, to the College Football Prediction Show on the Gruley Drew Sports Network. I'm Mike Goodpaster. I'm your host. I want to make sure that you check us out. Follow us on Twitter at Gruley Drew. Also, click on the link in the description down below if you're watching on YouTube to get BetMGM, the best sports book for betting on Ohio State versus Notre Dame. All right, guys, it's week four of the college football season. You get the sixth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes going to South Bend to battle the number nine-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish. This should be a classic battle. Ohio State, after a slow start to the season, kicked it in about mid-second quarter last week against Western Kentucky, where it seemed like they were scoring at will. They put up over 60 points on the Hilltoppers. The Hilltoppers may have been the best team they've played so far. The competition has not been stiff. It has been Western Kentucky, Youngstown State, the Indiana Hoosiers. They only put up 23 there. Kyle McCord struggled in those first two games, played much better in his third outing. Notre Dame's a team under Marcus Freeman is trying to change a narrative here. And that narrative is Notre Dame is good. They can win 9, 10 games every year. But in the big games, in the big spotlight games against the Ohio States, the USC's of the world, we all know what's happened to them in the college football playoffs against the likes of Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma. It just hasn't worked out well. This is the chance on primetime TV at 7:30 on ABC Saturday night to change that narrative. Notre Dame is a 3.5-point underdog at home. Now, 3 to 3.5. That is because of this narrative, I think, and nothing else. Because right now, Sam Hartman is one of the best quarterbacks in college football. And this Notre Dame team, they have the defense. They have everything they need. They're big up front. They got speed in the secondary. This is going to be a hard team to beat. Now, when we look at this, this is a game that Notre Dame is looking to get revenge. All right? They're led by Wake Forest transfer, as I said, Sam Hartman. As for Ohio State, they're looking to find their footing with new quarterback Kyle McCord. Luckily for McCord, he has the best wide receiver in the country and Marvin Harrison Jr. to help him out. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to break the game down a little bit. And like I said, bookmakers, you know, they've got it a close one. Notre Dame is a 3-point dog, 3.5-point dog at home. Ohio State is 3-0. They have a point differential in those three games of 101 points. But when you look at that, as I said, they've played a cupcake schedule. They played the Indiana Hoosiers, Youngstown State, and Western Kentucky. Now, Kyle McCord is the new quarterback, but he wasn't officially declared that until the final week of the preseason, so there was some indecisiveness with Coach Day and Ohio State. He has done enough to keep the starting job for now, but he really hasn't been tested yet. He will be tested this week. Now, we mentioned the talent that Ohio State has at wide receiver and Marvin Harrison Jr., but they are also talented at running back led by Travion Henderson, who has 30 carries for 191 yards and 3 touchdowns. With that being said, I don't think he's going to have a big game here. I mean, I think DraftKings, BetMGM, they list the over-under for his rushing yards at 67.5. I think the under is the way to go there. Notre Dame boasts one of the best run defenses in the nation, and the guess here is that they will bottle up the run in hopes of putting pressure on McCord to make McCord beat them. Now, the question for Notre Dame is, can Sam Hartman stay hot? Hartman has done a phenomenal job so far at Notre Dame, but this is also going to be by far his toughest test. On the year, he has thrown for 1,081 yards, 13 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, but the Notre Dame offensive line has been leaky to start the season, which is a concern against a really good Ohio State pass rush. Now, despite the likelihood that Ohio State will generate pressure, I do believe that over the passing yards for Hartman is a play which you can get, and that is at 236.5 at minus 120 odds at BetMGM. He is as unflappable as they come, so I believe he will be able to have some success against this Ohio State defense. Now, defensively also, I believe Notre Dame defense will be able to do a good enough job of making things difficult for Ohio State offensively. As I mentioned before, Notre Dame has had one of the best run defenses in the country, only allowing 83.3 yards on the ground. Now, overall, Notre Dame is the third best defense in the country in terms of yards per play, giving up an astoundingly low 3.82 yards per play. So what's my prediction for this game? With everything I just said before, I do like the Fighting Irish in this matchup. They're at home, and I'm confident that their defense will be able to force McCord into some turnovers. On the other side, Hartman should be able to play a clean game on his side, which is why I lean towards Notre Dame in this matchup. So I'm going to say Notre Dame 27. I'm going to say Ohio State 24. I'm going to go ahead and recommend right now, go to BetMGM. Click that link in the description. Bet Notre Dame plus 3 points. You might even be able to get it at 3.5 at some places, but BetMGM right now, it is plus 3. Take the Irish and the points. All right, guys, remember, you can follow me at Grilling Truth on Twitter. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification button on YouTube. And also, you can hear all of our shows on Spotify. Make sure you subscribe there. Make sure you subscribe on iHeartRadio. We're seen or heard on over 300 different media outlets the world over. So, guys, we're going to go ahead. We're going to wrap this show up. But once again, I'm Mike Goodpasture. You've been watching and listening to The Grilling Truth, where the legends speak.